promise of Christmas by looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 through 7. It's printed in your order of worship. You can follow along there, or you can just listen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is God's word given for our good. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you gathered us here, and we thank you for your word that speaks truth and grace. We pray that you'd give us receptive hearts and minds to hear and be drawn to you this evening. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the opening of this passage is beautiful and it is powerful. To me, there is this poetic nature to these lines. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light shines. On those who are in the shadow of death, a light will shine. And this image is an invitation for us to think about the season of Advent, the season leading up to Christmas, in which we are invited to acknowledge the darkness and the shadows of this life and of this world. But in doing that, we also remember that there is something more than the darkness. And as we gather tonight in the celebrating of Christmas, we remember and we hold on to the promise as witness that the light shines in the darkness, that Jesus was born and that he will come again to make all things right. There's many ways that shadows are in our world or shadows are in our own lives. And there were shadows in the day of Isaiah as well. As the prophet was writing this, he was asking questions to himself and all those who would listen. Questions such as, where do you direct your trust? And where is hope found? These were sharp questions because the people of Israel were facing a profound crisis. The great power of the day, Assyria, was pressing upon them, and this little nation of Israel was finding themselves between Assyria and Egypt, stuck between two powers that were seeking more and more of it. Over the course of 60 years, this drama played itself out in Israel with conflict, diplomacy, terror, moments of hope, courage, and deceit. In the midst of all of those seasons, in the midst of all of those different times, in the midst of the shadows, Isaiah kept calling the people to a radical trust in God. And that assurance of hope, that assurance of the light shining, was directly tied to the birth of a child that would receive the name Emmanuel, or God with us. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. These are words meant for hope, not just then, but even for us today, to remember that it was to us that God acted in this way. For in the fears of the people, in their losses and in their doubts and in the darkness, they wondered, and maybe you can relate to this, what is my destiny? Does my life and do my days rest in the plans that I make or that my leaders craft for me? Do they rest in the resources that I can somehow gather or take hold of? Or is it possible that my life and my destiny rest in the Holy One? Is it possible that there is one who sees through the shadows, who sees you and is for you? God makes a promise that is wrapped in this child that is to be born, and the promise says that judgment in darkness will not be the final experience or the final word for God's people. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. Now it's clear in our passage that this is not any child. It's not the normal birth and arrival of a child. If we think about it, even in our most glowing birth announcements, even in the most wonderful birth announcements, we don't usually use titles such as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, or Prince of Peace, right? There's more going on here than what is normal. Can you imagine? Isaiah is speaking to those who are well aware of the shadows upon them, saying that there is a little one who will bear titles that are like light piercing in the dark. Here is one who will ultimately redeem and set things right. Here is a light in the darkness, and here is one who will bring flourishing and joy even to the nations, even to the Gentiles. In particular, do you notice that this one who bears titles, the one who will bring forth the light, did you notice what that will be like? You notice that one particular part of this kingdom is that it will bring relief to those who are oppressed. This one who is to come for us will bring justice and peace to all those who are weary of corruption and violence. You see, the description of this kingdom of light, it invites us again into this poetic image that in this kingdom, some things will be broken. In this kingdom, some things will be broken, the yoke of burden and the rod of oppression. And in this kingdom, some things will be burned, every boot of the tramping warrior and every garment rolled in blood. The devices of oppression will be scattered. The loss and crushing of life, the shedding of blood and violence will be no more. This is the hope of the light. You see, tonight we can ask, what is God's answer to the oppression of the aggressors of this world? How will he break the oppressor's rod? Is it simply with a larger dose of oppression, a bigger rod? If you're like me, you know that that's often our human answer. Yell louder. Push harder, grow harsher. And sadly, that this is the way the church has often acted, a louder voice or a larger rod. And in doing this, we become enslaved to the very powers that we should stand against. But God's answer is different from all that. God's answer in our passage is of entirely different order. For to us a child is born. That is God's answer. And the answer of the cruelty and the arrogance of the shadows, a son is given. Given for us. A child born in vulnerability, born in humility, given to swallow up the darkness and oppression and violence of this world. To give back light and freedom and justice and rest. Rest for those who know darkness. This is the strength of our God, the wisdom of our God, the promise of Christmas. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. For this light speaks hope, and this light speaks truth, one that we can trust. For ultimately we see that this light that shines in the darkness is a person. This is part of the beauty of Christianity, the answer that we are invited to is a person, a child born to us. And he will establish a way that is different. Not like the leaders of the world that lord over others, who use or neglect those they're asked to care for. But he will carry his order, he will carry his government upon his own shoulders. You see the image here? A child born, a son given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Our passage turns everything upside down and turns it around. For what is the definition of the Son? The one who carries his people on his shoulders. And what is the definition of those people, of Christians? Those who rest on the shoulders of the Son that is given, who rest on the shoulders of Christ. If we're invited to have hope and to entrust ourselves to one who will carry us, course, we want to be carriers of the light ourselves, but our passage invites us first to rest and to be recipients of what God has done, to be witnesses to the light. For a child was given. Light was shown on those sitting in darkness. God has acted, and we can rest and trust in that. In our fears, in our losses, in our darkness, we may ask, to whom or to what does my life belong? Is it possibly true that there's one who sees through the shadows, one who sees and is for you? God makes a promise wrapped in the arrival of a child. The judgment and darkness will not be the final word in your life. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Let us place our hope towards him and entrust in ourselves to the one who offers to carry us. This is the hope of Christmas. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for who you are, that you are a God that is gracious to us, moves towards those sitting in darkness. And when you come, Lord, you come to carry us, to lift us. Lord, let us find rest in you this day. And let us find rest in your grace each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tonight we light the Christ candle. It reminds us that Jesus, the Son of the Most High, comes as the light of the world.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For a child has been born for us, a son is given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We light this candle because Jesus, the light of the world, was born this day, and he brightens all things. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
Tonight, as part of our service, we have an opportunity to not only remember the light of Christ arriving, but to share that with one another. And part of us sharing it with one another is also to look outward and to share it with our neighbors that God has placed in our life, that we may love them with the light of Christ. Let's join together in our responsive reading. The true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he has given the right to become children of God. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do we light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand so that it may give light to all in the house. Light for others, so that they may see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. As Christ has welcomed us in his love, let us share that love with one another. For the light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. This is the good news of Christ. Amen. May go in peace.